Hello and welcome to Everyday Incredible. I'm Carrie Kitchen and I'm here to help you find your balance, find your purpose, and learn to make every day incredible. Go ahead and click subscribe so you don't miss out on any upcoming content from us. So as you know, I've been answering some questions from our community members lately. In the survey that has been posted in the Everyday Incredible Ladies Facebook group, one of the most recent questions was, how long have I been a Christian and who most influenced that decision? So just a very short version of my testimony. I was raised in a Christian home. My dad was a minister and was from before I was born. So that was the environment that I was raised in. We were very active in the church and in our church district's events, like church camps and things like that. I was exposed to that from a very early age, and I'm very grateful for that. I remember as a young child, probably 8 or 9 years old, I made that conscious decision to accept Christ into my heart. I felt that tugging of the Holy Spirit in my life. As time has gone on, there have been many things that have happened in life that have given me new perspectives and that have deepened that relationship with Christ. So I have a better understanding now, of course, than I did when I initially accepted Christ into my life. So I'm debating on how deep I want to go with this. As part of my testimony, though, I want to share with you this painting that's on the wall behind me. This is very representative of my Christian walk, because there have been so many times in life that dark things have happened. There have been times in life where we have faced some very dark and heartbreaking periods of time. But even through those very dark times, the sun has always been shining through. The light never went away, because God is our light. And no matter what happens around us, we always know, we can always trust that there is still light behind the dark clouds. I named this painting the grief fog, because when that grief settles on us and things look so dark for so long, it can be hard to remember sometimes that it doesn't make the light go away. The light is still there. And that's kind of so representative of my Christian walk, because of all the things we've gone through, that light has not gone away. The light is always there, and we always can walk forward in faith as long as we keep moving forward, as long as we keep trusting. No matter what we're going through, we're going to find that light again. We're not always going to be in the grief fog. We're not always going to be in that fog of darkness, and that's something that has really shaped my Christian walk. So while my initial decision to become a Christian was highly influenced by my family and by my church family, that continued walk obviously has been the Holy Spirit and some of the really dark times in life that have kind of shaped that and helped me to learn to trust God more and give me a better understanding of not only who God is, but who I am in God. So I hope that answers the question that you're looking for. That's just a little glimpse of my testimony. So I am so very thankful that even in the dark times, that God can still reveal things to our hearts and can still offer us the hope and the healing that he has for us. So with that said, I encourage you to come to the Everyday Incredible Ladies Facebook group and share some of your testimony with us. Share who has influenced you in your Christian walk. And I want to remind you that no matter how dark things may be for you right now, we always have the light in front of us. We always have God guiding us when we allow him to work and we trust him. So make today incredible. I look forward to hearing your testimony.